Hello, Foul Monkeys fans. You have spent your whole life listening to this show, enjoying it to the point of returning to listen every time a new episode comes out. Yet, you don't seem to share the laughter with other people. You keep it to yourself for your own selfish pleasure. The device that you are wearing contains 2 6-inch stainless steel rods that are set to be driven into your eye sockets and straight into your brain, instantly killing you. The only way to stop the device from impaling both eyes and your brain is to tell 10 people about the show you have been so selfishly keeping to yourself.
Yeah, bitch.
Laugh or die. The choice is yours. Time starts now.
Ow! Ouch! Ow!
Cujo, no! Back off, Cujo! Oh, the police! Thank God you're here! Oh,
my,
wait!
My right's here.
Come back!
The clock's annoying.
Hello?
I'm late for school.
Oh, I forgot about the bomb blast.
Ow, Daddy shot me.
Shotgun to the face.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And you have downloaded episode 175. That's 175 in English.
Siete is 7.
Did you just have to count to 7 to get to me too? Yes. That's why I couldn't do it. I didn't do it enough times.
Tres, ole!
Oh, welcome back, friends.
Welcome back. Dreams are your ticket out. Welcome back, Cotter. That shit's the bomb.
How sad is it that we listened to our show before we actually started doing the show?
It's not sad. It's prep work.
If you guys have not heard the last show, because actually I have a show coming out before this that has Trucker Mike, so this is going to come out at the end of the week, but you definitely have to go check out the one that is called...
If I Tape My Boobs Down,
Will Taylor Love Me?
He won't, apparently.
You have to check that one out.
Told that he won't, so I won't be taping them down.
And also, we posted a video podcast of my trip to L.A. and then Nicole's gift.
Yes.
Which, it might make you a little seasick because I couldn't control the camera when I was laughing.
Ricky has Parkinson's.
Oh, womp womp.
He can't control his
How much do we love Parkinson's?
Tremors. That's going to be the name of this one, isn't it? Yeah, right.
So, how you been?
I've been excellent.
Excellente.
Yes. Excellent.
Oh, sad news. It's too soon to talk about.
You have to share the news.
Bennigan's is closed.
Yes. Well, their food, I think, has gone downhill over the past. But
you know what? They have the bomb French onion fucking soup, okay? That shit was so good.
It's gone now.
And the Monte Cristo.
That oh my god, that is like stroke on a plate.
Oh, it totally is.
It's deep fried.
Ham cheese sandwich, deep fried with sugar and raspberry sauce.
Can you say heart attack?
If you cannot heat it up the next day, it's fucking bad for you.
Myocardial infarction.
Wow.
I'm a doctor.
I can tell.
Want to play doctor?
Are you a vagina doctor?
No, but I went and saw one.
What's the commercials where they go, I'm not a doctor, but I stayed in, is it a Holiday Inn? Is that the
Probably.
Commercial on TV?
Did you see the one with Doogie Howser? Neil Patrick Harris? He's like, I'm not a doctor, but I played one on TV for many years. And he's talking about Axe body spray or something. Or Old Spice, something like that. He's like, take it from me, a TV doctor. And then in parentheses, it's like, Neil Patrick Harris was never a doctor.
TV doctor.
That don't matter.
It don't matter.
He plays a womanizer on How I Met Your Mother, and he does it very well.
Really?
Even though he's gay. Yeah.
Well, I like him. Gay people can act straight. I can do it.
No.
Wow. That was a lot of silence.
I've never witnessed this, so I...
This is it.
No, that's so not it. I've never seen a straight guy talk like that.
This is it.
With his neck all hunched down like he doesn't have one.
And my lips like this.
Yeah.
Looks like I had a little bit too much collagen.
You've seen straight people. They do not talk like that.
Some of them do. You've seen some guys are like...
But they don't jack their lips all out like that, like blowfish.
You jack your lips out like blowfish.
And then hunch their necks all up. I don't get it. And they don't puff their chests out that big unless they're like
pissed.
Bodybuilding or something. And that's definitely...
You not. Said, oh no, that's not it.
Plus, you looked so non... Like a normal straight person. Unless
does
there's
this
like
look straight?
You totally just sprayed your microphone with like sprinkler spray of saliva.
Ew.
I told you. It shot out of there like a cannon.
That's what she said.
Ooh. I would give you a slap, but you just wiped your spit off your
snaps.
Off your microphone.
So we have had a lot of feedback from like the past couple shows. It's crazy. Yeah. Did you get it? Crazy. Should I tell them about my dream about Samantha?
Sure.
So my coworker, my friend, my BFF, Samantha.
She's been on here before. Yeah.
She's on the show that's titled, Does Your Douche Come in Rice and Gravy?
Oh, mine doesn't.
So, and that was like 10 years ago. So the sound quality is not so good.
75.
Because, the sound quality is not that good because we were only like talking into one microphone.
You had like 10 cans strung together.
Oh, it was. It was horrible. If you go back and listen to that shit, have you heard any of the old ones?
No.
You should.
My computer doesn't go that far back.
Oh, it's not that old.
That'd be like me getting the dial-up modem. Oh. That's how old it is.
You're a bitch. Anywho, so I went to go see Batman. And
Dark
I went to go
Knight.
See it on Sunday. And then on my dream, I dreamed that all of us were at work. And instead of our cubicles being in rows, it was like in a round circle. And our manager's desk was in the middle so they could see all of us working. Which
scary.
I can totally see that happening soon. Anyway, the day before that, Samantha got fired. And we were like, what the fuck?
That's shocking.
We come in the next day, and we're sitting at our desk, and all of a sudden we see Samantha walking in, dressed like the Joker, with Joker makeup on. And she goes, I'm fired. You're all fired. And then turns to the side and goes, get it. And then she just like fucking blows us up with a gun. It was exactly like this. I'm fired. You're all fired. Get it?
Bam, bam, bam. Yeah. And we're
dead.
Brains are splattered all over the wall.
So
Samantha's aggressive.
I know. Not as aggressive as you. You're like, let's get this shit fucking started.
I was ready to go.
Ho.
Damn it.
Janet.
I love you.
Me too.
Oh, Brad.
Are we going to go see that when it comes out? We already talked about it.
You said
like
that 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Okay,
but
you know what?
You gotta
your microphone's
have money.
Getting shut off.
Trust me, I'll talk loud enough for me to be heard on your microphone.
Damn. I wish I was your lover.
Oh, no, you did not. Shucks.
To me, there is no other. You're the only one that fits.
Why are you getting all, like, grooving in your chair and junk?
Because I love that song.
Apparently. Remember Shanice? I like your smile. Do, 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 do.
No.
She was, like, this, well, she wasn't, she was black, but she didn't really look black. She looked kind of Chinese or like Asian. And she wore like big coats and she had long, long, long hair and this huge like smile. And her song was, I like your smile. And then she like had a dance. She was on an episode of Family Matters.
Of course she was.
As Eddie Winslow's girlfriend / Shanice.
Wow.
You have to look that up later.
You know a little bit too much about that.
I watched Family Matters.
So, you want to go over some reviews here? We got reviews and telephone calls.
Are we doing
and
telephone calls or are we going to do emails? Because
emails
poems
first.
Go with reviews.
Yes.
And I have some poems.
I heard. I heard they're really good. Elphaba? So, we had some comments on the website. Freddie says on the show, how much do we love sexual harassment?
A lot.
This was the best show ever. And not just because you said my name 14 times. Dear God, y'all brought tears to my eyes. Please keep making each other laugh. It totally makes my day. Waco and Plano are nowhere near each other.
Which I was pretty sure they weren't, yeah, but I wasn't 100%.
We found out.
I know several people had to tell us that. They were like, no. Not close.
Veritable Virgo emailed us and said,
oh.
Hi, Ricky and Nicole.
Hi.
Boy, was I ever surprised to hear Ricky read my comment on the podcast about keeping Nicole. Yeah, I promise I'll call in sometime soon. Haven't done it. And I'll leave a review on iTunes. Still haven't done it.
Veritable Virgo, we're waiting.
Right now, I'm just busy with things and junk and stuff. Laugh out loud. She used our thing. I guess it's ours.
As such.
At any rate, you two just continue to crack me up. Listening to your shows makes for an enjoyable commute to work, to from work on the train. Don't worry. I'm not driving around listening to your podcast. Well, okay, that's a lie. Sometimes I do drive around listening to my iPod. I know, that's dangerous. But not any more so than putting on makeup, reaching around to slap your kids, which thankfully I do not have, or entering shit into your GPS navigation system and almost side swiping that oncoming car. Or like Ricky text messaging while driving. She didn't say that part. I added it.
Yeah, you totally do that.
Nicole, that was a funny and frightening story about the jock that wrote to you.
Oh.
Poor guy. A command of the English language was not to be, huh?
No.
First rule, always spell the girl's or guy's name correctly.
Thank
no matter
you.
How you think it's spelled.
Thank you. At least ask me.
Rule two. God. Don't call someone. Rule two. Don't call someone sweaty when you mean sweet.
Really? I think that's his non-mastery of the English language popping out right there.
The one about right versus right.
Oh.
Well, that's probably forgivable, but not by much.
It's not compared with the rest of his note.
Dumb jocks just say just the same. They're fun to look at and drool over. Don't you agree? Be well. Veritable Virgo.
He wasn't even fun to drool over.
He wasn't that cute.
No, he really wasn't. If he was hot, I could have been like, okay, you're an idiot. That's fine. But he just wasn't.
And she also left a review on your creepy Pakistani idol.
Yes. Is Veritable Virgo a guy or a girl? You're calling him she.
I think it's a girl.
I don't know. I'm assuming the way that email or the...
I think it's a girl.
Well, we're going to say you're a girl. So if
we would
not,
know if you're
I'm
a girl
sorry.
If you would call or leave us an
but
iTunes
But she could
review.
Be a girl with a really deep voice.
That's true. She could be a straight girl.
Right.
You want to see straight girl?
Looks like a straight guy. What do you know?
Well, they're all the same.
Hey.
She said, wow, that was wrong on so many levels and very creepy. Can't you see Simon Cowell's expression if these dudes were on American Idol?
Totally.
Paula would definitely need something more than Coke in that Coke cup of hers. Wait, she already does, doesn't she?
Vodka. Schnapps.
Schnapps.
Schnapps. Mabs.
Archer said on that same episode.
Yes.
I don't speak Spanish, so I have no idea what you guys were saying. However, I'm sure that it was nasty. I didn't hear any noises in the background. Nicole was mean to the redheads, but her poem was great.
I was mean, but great. I love it. I'm sorry to the redheads out there. That's just my own personal preference. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
God.
I have a lot of email. Okay.
Really?
Veritable Virgo also left on my post called Leaving Work. I don't remember what this is, but that's the new mind fuck. Reduce the size, keep the price the same. Most idiots out there never notice. Just like gas stations that are only showing their regular unleaded prices on the large display boards. Oil prices come down, the only lower the regular unleaded and keep mid-grade and premium the same. Shitheads.
I use the cheap stuff, so I don't care. Mm-hmm. As long as that's cheap, you guys can pay $8 a gallon. I don't care. Drive a big rig. Wow. I don't care. Have at it.
So, okay, we'll do one more comment and then we'll do some phone calls.
Twins. Oh, just kidding.
Twin that. Tim Cormel said on the podcast,
I twinned it.
On the video podcast.
You'll hear my burp. It.
I twinned it.
I burped. It'll be on there.
Oh, nice.
Because you were talking, but I did it. I went.
You said on there. I wish people
I'm trying
could see
to do
us
it
too.
Now.
We should totally do a live show.
I'm
but
trying
we have
to do a burp. Don't look
no,
at me.
No, stop.
No, stop. There. There we go.
You tripled it.
We're triplets.
You triplets.
I tripleted it.
Tim Cormel said, oh my God, I thought I was watching a Tim Cormel production, the way the camera was shaking all about. Loved it. And it was so nice to finally see Nicole. He's put your name wrong.
Death for you.
Death Ray. I'm going to build one and point
You're
it at
gonna
your house.
You're going to build a death ray and point it to his house. Where does he live, Nicole?
I'll find it. Sonar.
Wow. Sonar.
I'll track it. Just know that I'm going to build one. It doesn't matter how I'll find him. I just will.
Okay, so you ready for the first call?
Yes. I'm dizzy from laughing.
Hello, Nicole. Hello, Ricky. This is Freddie. I was calling with a question for y'all to answer.
Yay!
You mentioned on your show a couple episodes ago that when y'all first met, Ricky hated Nicole. And
oh yeah,
I would like both of y'all's perspective
Dickhead.
On why
yes.
Ricky didn't like Nicole.
Let's
and
hear
what
this.
Was the turning point that brought y'all together and made you such good friends.
Sisters.
I love the chemistry between you guys. You're... laughter is contagious. And I thank you for that. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Ready?
Yeah, so let's answer this.
Let's just go to the next call.
No. We've told people we will answer any and all questions.
I said it, and then I was like, LOL, joking.
No. Tell me the reason, because I actually don't know this. I never didn't like you. I just... was new and shy and didn't like talk to anybody.
Yeah, well, you
so
look
you
like
thought...
a stuck up bitch.
Oh!
You were like a stuck up bitch from the store. And we were like,
from
oh, bitch
store.
Thinks she's something.
Oh, yeah, because I worked in the deli. I'm high class.
You knew how to pound that meat.
I didn't work
how
in the
to
meat
shave
department.
That head cheese.
Oh, the from under cheese.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, right.
No, it was just. Like, the first couple... Well, first of all, we didn't have break with you. When you started going to break with us, then you started getting cool.
But I only started going to break with you guys because you asked me to, because we had become friends.
Yeah, but because
you
we asked you... We asked you to go with us instead of the other girl we didn't like. So we're like, well, I guess Nicole's not as bad as the other one, so we'll take that one.
Who's the other girl?
I don't know. She's gone now. Oh, remember the redneck girl?
No.
Oh, I don't remember her name. I'll have to ask Samantha tomorrow.
Okay.
And Samantha agreed with me, so I'm throwing her under the bus, too. So you can ask her tomorrow
Ooh,
about it.
Bitches.
So, but we're besties now. Oh, I thought we were.
You'll do, I guess.
Okay. Aww.
In a pinch. If
In
there's rocks
pitch.
And you left, I'll choose you.
All right, here's the next call.
Okay.
Hi, Ricky. This is Larry. Hi. I'm just calling to say hey, and I'm sitting here in Big Fatty's office, and sharting his pants. I thought I'd call and say hello.
Sharts are awesome.
Hello, Larry. Thank you for calling. Big Fatty. He sharts a lot.
I love sharts. They're the bomb. No wonder he liked my story about me crapping my pants and throwing up.
Right. And then put it on his show.
I know. That's awesome if I made it onto another show. Talking about bodily functions.
I know, right? Thank you, Larry, for calling. He has a show called The LK Today on iTunes. Go check it out. It's only a 10-minute podcast, which is wonderful.
How does he do it? Because ours go
We're at 20 minutes already.
Dude, no. We got to get to the poems because these have
we're
to be
do
on
one
this
more call.
Show.
One more call.
Okay.
And check out Big Fatty at BigFattyOnline.com. He's fat. He's the big one.
He's big and fatty. Fat.
All right.
Big fatty, yo. I made up a rap for him.
Wow.
I liked that.
Go white tea. Go white
tea.
Go.
Okay.
All right. Okay. This is the last call for today.
Okay.
Hey, foul monkeys. This is DQ Rick, the dairy fairy, calling. Just in the middle of your most recent podcast. And I just have one thing to say to you, Ricky. Your comment about West Virginia and inbreeding and marrying your sister. I spent quite a bit of time when I was younger over in West Virginia. And
I'm sorry.
I had really good friends that went to college at West Virginia University. And saying something like that about West Virginia, them's fighting words.
I knew he was going to say that.
Anyway, just giving you a hard time. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work, and I can't wait till the next show comes out. Ciao.
Ciao.
Thank you for calling DQ Rick. Actually, I didn't even know you listened to our show. I thought you only listened to We're Mean Because You're Stupid. So he works at Dairy Queen, I think, or owns a Dairy Queen.
Hence the name, I'm
And then
guessing.
He said Dairy Queen Fairy. Is he straight or gay?
I'm assuming he's gay if he's calling himself a fairy.
I don't know.
Not many straight guys would do that.
What are you talking about? My name's Fairy Harry.
You're done. You couldn't even like get it out.
Well, the reason I make jokes about West Virginia, Rick, is because I'm from Virginia, and we're allowed to, bitch.
You got that right.
And I know them are fighting words, especially when the WVU is playing football against the VT, the Virginia Techs, and we kick your asses. So
we'll kick your asses. There's no bucket.
But yeah, we loved it and stuff. I don't know what that means.
I married my cousin. And I'm from Florida.
I love lamp.
My stomach's itchy. Okay, come on. Get to the reviews.
My stomach's itchy.
That's what he says. Actually, he says my tummy itches. Brick,
all right,
are you just saying that or do you really love lamp? I love lamp. Oh, okay. Calm down, Brick. Brick Tamlin. Brian Fantana.
Essence of Tiger.
Champ Kind. No, it has bits of real panther. Get it right. Sex Panther.
To be honest, Odeon. It smells like you should.
It's Sex Panther by Odeon. I'll be honest with you, Brian. That smells like pure gasoline. And he just dumps it on his neck like 8 gallons. God.
And everybody leaves the office.
It smells like Bigfoot's dick. A turd covered in burnt hair.
I'm gonna have to watch that too.
That smells like a used diaper full of Indian food. That's pretty bad. Don't! You're gonna have a heart attack! Your face is as red as the wall.
Oh
God, I'm afraid to read that poem if you're gonna...
Oh.
Stop calling me names. Come on, get on with the show.
Hold on.
Okay, breathe deeply. As deep as you can with your iron lungs. Okay, I'm done now, I promise. Oh, my.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, ghetto. Okay. Okay.
Ghetto. You said, oh, ghetto. Oh, ghetto. Okay. Read the review. You're going like this.
Oh,
No, don't.
Oh.
Okay, read the reviews.
Oh, my head.
Oh. Read the reviews.
Okay.
Calm yourself. Oh, that's not it. Read the reviews.
Okay, the first review is by...
Hoosier Red.
Hoosier Red. These guys are not for the faint of heart, which is what I love about them. Subscribe, then buckle up, Buttercup. It's going to be a wild ride.
Good job.
Thanks.
Okay, I wrote a poem for you, Hoosier Red. I don't know you or really anything about you. So I went
off... You need to start listening to some podcasts.
I'm sorry, God. I went off basically just what you, you know, posted. And the part that jumped out at me was, you know, not for the faint of heart, which reminded me of like a fun house or a, you know, roller coaster or something scurry.
Oh, shart. That's really scary.
That too. Okay, so. And in my Samantha voice.
Let's practice. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Awesome job, Samantha.
I hope I can do this without laughing, especially when I read the other one. Okay. Don't look at me and laugh, because then I won't be able to. Okay. Your buddy. Stop. I can't do it in Samantha. It's too hard. Okay. Just kidding. Your body starts to tremble. Your heart starts to race. Your hands, they are shaken. I'm Southern. And you can't feel your face. It happened without warning. There was no time to think. Chaos had erupted, and you couldn't even blink. You just experienced foul monkeys. Is your hair gray yet? You can give me half snaps for that one, because I'm not feeling that, and I wrote it. I'm sorry, Hoosier.
Your face. And I wrote it.
Yeah, it made me sad. But like I said, I don't really know that much, if anything, about you. And that's what I was going with.
All right. Puss Patrol, a.k.a. Walt, from We're Mean Because You're Stupid Podcasts. Foul is fab. I love Ricky and Herb. They talk about pretty much everything and no subject is taboo. You've got a rotating group of friends who come and talk with them. You're bound to find something to crack you up.
Exactly. Okay. Are you ready, Puss Patrol? Here it comes. Brace your face. Shut up so I can read it. Okay. Puss Patrol, a.k.a. Walt. Everything about you is so fucking hot. Wait, my mistake. I take that back. Your pubes are so mangled. They look like Barbie was on crack. I'm not done. There's two more verses. Ken needs a rake. And a weed whacker, too. Just to find your dick. Because a comb so won't do. I thought that... Barbie got wasted. And shit-faced for days. That's why your pubes. Are knotted and frayed. Quadruple snaps.
If I could snap my butt cheeks, I would.
That was hard to get out.
Oh God.
Your face got so red, I was afraid of a death.
Not afraid.
Was that good? Is that a good one? Okay, good.
Oh, God.
My body's shaking. When I got... when I said, kid needs a rake, you, like, burst out so I could barely get the rest. Because you knew what was coming. If he needs a rake, because a comb so won't do. You need a dang buzzsaw to pack through those. You need some garden shears.
Oh, shit.
What's the time of this
What's
one?
What's the time? Tick, tick, tock. It's 11 o'clock. That's from another podcast. I feel bad for stealing it. Okay. Oh, 30 minutes.
Oh, our goal has been reached.
I have laughed so hard that I have sweated.
Yeah, I'm sweating under my breastises.
Me too. Oh.
I'm wearing a bra, though. What's awkward. Your excuse? Skin on skin. Flesh on flesh.
Flesh on flesh. It really is a mesh.
You're done.
Oh, okay.
You're not good like me.
Oh. Oh, God.
Did you see my face when I was laughing? I was like curling my lip up like a vampire.
Oh, God. I think Puss Patrol Walt. Oh, that was the funniest thing I think I've fucking heard. I hope they play it on their show.
Do you want to frame it? Here it is.
I should send it to them in the mail.
Yeah, let's. And I'll sign
All
it.
All right. So,
but
we're
it's
gonna...
got the other one on top. I'll just cut it.
We're gonna go ahead and head out. Fuck me.
We're gonna end this.
We're gonna end this show. Make sure you email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
I had to wipe my tears away.
MySpaces, Facebookus, Frapper, Mappus,
snail mail,
and that would be
PO Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802. I know
For
my
real,
head hurts.
I have a headache. I'm gonna have to take medicine before we do the next show.
My head hurts. You want one of my migraine horse tranquilizers?
No. Oh, maybe when you leave, go sleep. Also, leave
Never
us an iTunes
leaving.
Review. We are only 9 away from seeing.
Come on, guys. You can do it.
Hi.
You guys, you need to do it because I want to see
have
this.
9.
I want to see it too, and I've not got
and
to see
it. He said he
yet.
Would totally do it hard. Like, he would have a hard dick and let us take a picture.
Well, yeah. Who wants to see a limp one? Not me.
Oh, diss.
When you watch your porn, do you want to look at flaccid penises?
Samantha likes it flaccid.
No.
And hard.
No. A flaccid does nothing. Hard is the best.
Womp womp.
Wait. Right, peoples?
Wait. Okay. Never mind. All right. So, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And you have downloaded episode 175.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
We love you.
Adios.
I'm straight.
I'm gay. How does a gay lesbian sound?
I'm gay.
I'm gay.
Great job, Samantha.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, if I had been able to do it in Samantha, that would have been so much better, but...
All right.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We'll talk to you later. Like you're on the phone. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Almost puked.
We're testing.
Out.